We're in conversation with Philemon Rono of Kenya, who's one of the key contenders in the Haspa Marathon Hamburg on Sunday. He's experienced this course. He's run it twice. He's been third and fourth and got a lifetime best so far of 2 hours, 7 minutes and 7. And that was from his first run in Hamburg, 2014. So, Philemon, you're relaxing. You've just had a massage, a couple of days to go before the race. Are you feeling in good shape and perhaps hoping to improve on that 2 hours, 7 minutes? How do you feel?
I'm feeling good. My body's, my training is going on well. So I'm ready for Haspa Marathon Hamburg. Yeah.
We arranged this interview just as you were about to have a massage. I mean, is massage something you have regularly, or is it only you have a chance to get it when you're at a race a couple of days before, but or is it something you like to have quite often?
For massage, I'm doing 3 times a week, so it's something regularly I'm doing. So it's just to make the muscles good for my marathon, which is on Sunday.
Do you notice a difference if for some reason you don't have massage 3 times a week, which it was quite a lot? I mean, you say your muscles, do your muscles notice the difference if you go a while without massage?
Yeah, I get some difference because let's say I stayed for 2 or 3 days without no massage, the muscles I'm wearing will be very tight. So there's some changes. So I should be doing massage for the muscles to get relaxed.
Yeah, and that helps your recovery because anyone who's run 2 hours, 7 minutes for the marathon is doing a lot of training and a lot of intensity. And do you find you recover quicker with massage?
Yeah, because when you do massage after training, it will be good because the muscles will be relaxed and you will feel just comfortable.
You've run this Hamburg course twice the last 2 years. You finished third, and then last year you were fourth, both fast times. How do you consider this course, just overall conditions? A fast course, but does it have challenges? Does it have problems?
This course is good, but maybe the last year my body did not respond well, because I was having some little problems earlier. So for now, I'm actually here to say I come here for the third time. My aim now is to take the win. Yeah.
Hamburg is a port, a city by the sea. The wind is often quite strong in Hamburg. I know that from personal experience. So if the wind is coming into you, is that a factor in the race?
No.
Well, that's pretty clear. There's a difference between a runner like me and a runner like you. So the wind is not a problem.
Yeah, because everybody is against the wind. So we cannot say it can be a factor. If it's a factor, it can affect everybody. So it's okay, no problem, whichever way.
Let's just have a little talk about another aspect of your life. You were saying to me that you've been in the police force in Kenya for 5 years. So how does that combine with your training as a high-level distance runner and being in the police force? How does your daily life work out?
It's actually... it's a choice. I choose to be an officer. And in another part, I'm training as an athlete. So it's a beneficiary for me to tackle with two courses.
Do you get time off from your duties as a police officer in Kenya? I mean, do you do fewer hours than someone who is not an international runner?
Yeah, when I got in off-season, I go to my training area in police, visiting those guys, get a cup of tea. After that, I get released, come for training. Yeah.
And so when one day you're at home in Eldoret and you're no longer running at the very top level, is a career in the police force something that you really envisage? That would be the next stage of your life?
Yeah, if my career cuts off in athletics, I start going for police work. So it's good to accompany the guys and do the job that I choose for my life.
I suppose you can look at it. I mean, it seems that the Kenyans do almost always, or not almost always, always train together in terms of the top runners, the training camps, running together. And being in the police force is very much a group activity, isn't it? You're part of a force. There's the comradeship, the feeling of togetherness similar with runners and being in the police force?
Yeah, because those guys, they actually very patient, ambitious, and they like us because we make them proud again. We shine in athletics when we go to police championship at courses. They say welcome.
Well, Philemon Rona, we wish you all the success for the Haspa Marathon Hamburg this Sunday. Third time, well, you've had pretty good two results so far, but third time lucky, as we say. And for that dual life, that dual career, policeman in Kenya as well as top distance runner. Philemon, thank you very much.
Thank you.